We will not copyright or trademark that. We do not have the rights to this at all. Please do not sue us. Thank you.
Welcome to These Unprecedented Gays, featuring Joe Grinnelli and Paul Smith. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, and review wherever you stream your podcasts. Check us out on Instagram at TUGaysPod and email us at TUGaysPod@yahoo.com. We hope you enjoy. I mean, I think I would be Jesse J. Like, who would you be in that quartet?
I can be all of them.
Excuse me, Miss. Yeah. You got talent.
It's Miss. And then, like, I can hit the Ariana notes. But have you seen the Jesse J doing the, like, Nicki Minaj rap, and all she does is like licks her tongue and like flicks her tongue when it's doing it. Oh my god, I have to find it for you.
Oh, I love the one where people use when Jessie J is at like a concert or something. She goes and she's just saying no really, really fast.
Oh, singing no, no,
it.
No, 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 no,
yeah.
No, no.
Yes, and people are like, hey, do you want to go out today?
Have you seen the one where it's like she's like boop 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 boop, and it's like when your AirPods are losing charge? I have that one saved. I can send it to you.
Okay. Hey, all you tuggers and tugheads. I'm Paul.
Oh, I'm Joe. We didn't hear you come in.
I know. Thanks for showing up.
Oh. Or turning on?
I mean, I guess.
Well, you can show up to your phone or other device.
I mean, yeah, you're showing up for us and supporting us.
I feel the showing upness.
See? And we're these unprecedented.
Oh, yes,
games.
We are. That's right. Gosh, we're all
last
over
time
the
I checked.
Place. Well, when did you check?
Oh, you know, just now.
Okay. Got that one covered.
So how was your week, Joe?
Well, I'm not working a lot, so that's good. Well, I'm working, but not like as much as I was.
Yeah.
And I watched the Bob Ross documentary.
Did you love it?
So it was like sad. It was legit sad. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Because I watched like a mini series documentary, I think, on YouTube about like the paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But then like this was like obviously more, like,
right,
more information. I was like, this is just really sad. Like the guy, well, I don't want to give it away, but like it was, yeah, I didn't like, you know how like sometimes you leave a documentary, like you watch a documentary and you would feel like empowered to like strike change in the world. I didn't feel that. I was just like, oh.
But you know what? They loved the story, and it was very interesting because, like, you're watching this and you're like, they tell you that, you know, people didn't want to participate because this company was going to sue them. They were afraid of litigation.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it still kept my interest the entire time.
Yeah. And they kept his, like, it was just like almost, it was a storytelling almost, right? Yeah. It wasn't like, here, we're here to prove a point. Because you know how some documentaries are like, this is the message that you need to take away after watching this. And, but there was a message. It was just like secret in there.
Yeah.
So I was doing that. And then I think that's really all. That's the highlight of my week.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Nothing new, really.
Yeah, same.
Yeah?
Yeah, same.
Oh, we're so boring.
I know. Why do you guys listen to us? We're so boring.
Well, I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm boring, but then everyone's like, oh my God, you're so fun. I'm like, who are you talking about? I'm like, I wake up early. I watch the news.
Have you met me?
I know. Like, is this another version of me? Are you in an alternate reality?
Oh my God, you can watch the news again so you know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, but I didn't watch this morning.
You didn't watch this morning? You know what happened this morning, right?
No.
So we're going to date ourselves because we usually record these a couple of weeks before it happened, before it gets released. But Texas
upheld their ban
on abortions.
Yeah. Ugh.
Up to 6 weeks. And I'm like, most women don't even know they're pregnant by their 6th week.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but like, this is some like Handmaid's Tale bullshit.
And of course, like, it's Texas.
Well, and I'm also like, Texas, you don't want people to get vaccinated. You don't want to wear masks, but yet you want to tell women how to like treat and use their bodies.
But,
like,
but God forbid you tell them to get vaccinated or wear a mask. But that's an infringement on their privacy and rights.
But you saw that they're going to award people $10,000 if they call in and turn in someone, whether it be the person, the doctor, the nurse, the rideshare person, whoever tries to help.
Of the abortion person? Are you kidding?
Whoever helps someone try to get an abortion, they can call in, turn those people in, and if they're willing to sue them, they will get a $10,000 reward. So it is.
I am.
That's
shocked.
What I mean by some Handmaid's Tale bullshit. Like,
well, they got to pay for their electricity somehow,
right?
Right. I mean, they had privatized electricity, and their bills were $60,000 from when their electricity went out last whatever. So yeah. now it's $10,000 more.
There you go.
Oh my God! Seriously, I didn't know that part. I just knew that they like passed the thing.
And you want to hear my new story about karma today?
Yeah, tell me.
So you know who Joe Rogan is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know he's very like anti-vax, anti-mask.
No.
Is he? Yes,
Joe
he
Rogan
is.
From the Fear Factor, Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Who
yes.
then left California to move to Texas? Or yes. move elsewhere? He's anti-mask and anti-vax?
Yes. And he got COVID.
Oh.
From when he was in Florida.
Oh, well. Well, Florida is actually like the new origin story of COVID.
Right.
It's like we have it in, you know, wherever it originated, and now it's COVID 2.0 is in Florida.
So I was like, I thought that was hilarious that came.
I didn't
like,
know
karma.
He was an anti-vaxxer,
but
an
of course he like got. He said, "Oh, I love the, you know, it's been pretty mild, and I want to extol the benefits of modern medicine." And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you had modern medicine to help you get better, but you know what else modern medicine will do? Help you not get sick by taking the goddamn vaccine.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Okay, there you go. You want to take ivermectin, but I'm pretty sure you don't know anything that's in that, but you're okay with taking that.
I've just given up on
humanity.
On that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't identify as a human anymore.
What do you identify as?
An alien.
Okay.
Because I'm out of this world.
Are you from Uranus?
I am.
Oh!
Okay, so, like, everyone kind of shits on Lady Gaga, but, like, she teaches so much. Like, in her song, Venus, she taught us the however many... Seven planets?
We are not astrologers. I mean, astronomers.
I took ancient astronomy in college, and it was my favorite class. So Lady Gaga taught us the planets. She taught us what Enigma meant on her release album on Chromatica. Yeah, she is educating. So like,
oh, and everybody's going back to Chromatica.
I saw
the
remix
album's coming out.
But like, is it going to be good? We'll find out.
I guess. I mean, if...
Maybe they'll release remix Oreos that'll actually taste good. Because we tried those on air.
Oh, we did, yes. They were not very good. Yeah. You know what I want? I want a remix of the cover album.
Because from like Kylie Minogue and...
Yeah, Kylie Minogue and Big Frida and all those.
Who else was on that?
Years and Years was on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one did they do?
I have a number dipper dipper.
What?
Time to take a shot because we don't know.
Okay, but like if you're doing that, like limit three because we want our listeners to stay alive.
If that's the case, then they have to stop listening after like
4 minutes. It's just like, welcome to these unprecedented cases. Oh, you're dead now. Too many shots. Oh, wait. What is dibba dibba?
No,
telephone?
No, I think Years and Years, I think, did. Oh, I don't know. But they were on it. We'll find out. Our fact checker's checking for us right now. But we have to get into mouth to mouth.
Oh, we didn't do that yet? Did we?
You're supposed to give him time. He's got music in there.
Here, we can do it again. Okay.
Okay.
No, this is great. Okay, rewind and start over. But like, this is in here. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
It's now time for mouth to mouth. Mouth to mouth. What we're obsessed with and giving us life this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to start? Go ahead.
Yes. So, I don't know. My brain isn't working today. I thought I already said these things. Maybe because I was rehearsing them. And I was like, okay, you got to be right. So, I have two things. My first is, so did you watch Grace and Frankie, like, ever?
We watched the beginning of it, like season one. I watched season one. I don't know if Andy watched more of it, but like I think he probably did, but I didn't watch any more after.
So there's
And just so you know, it was The Edge of Glory.
That is not ba-da-ba-dum.
By Years and Years. Again, that was The Edge of Glory.
That was my NPR voice.
Oh my God. Do you listen to the Spotify Daily Drive?
No.
I'm Corna Colvin, and this is your Daily Drive on Spotify NPR, live from wherever we're reporting. Here's my microphone.
Yeah, hold in your microphone.
So, what was I saying?
You were talking about what you're
Grace
obsessed
and
with.
Frankie.
Yeah,
so
Grace and Frankie.
I'm not, okay, so like, I love the show, it's great, but like, what I am like, what I can't get over is it looks like, oh my God, what is her name?
Grace or Frankie?
What is her,
Jane Fonda,
thank you. It looks like she's had like work done, or they've like put a filter on her face only because it is like blurred and very like no wrinkles. And I was like, that's not you in real life.
Maybe she's got work done, so her face is pixelated, so it never looks like it's in focus. So she always looks good.
Or she had a facelift.
That too.
Or maybe they taped her face back.
Maybe.
Because my mom was telling me that she wears a wig.
Well, you know what? People have been getting on the Broadway show with Ben Platt. That was really big. Dear Evan Hansen.
The movie.
Yeah, so people are getting on that about the movie because the way that they have him looking because they try to de-age him.
I got on him for that. When we saw the preview, I was like, what happened to his face?
Right, exactly. I was like,
he looks wrong. Something about him looks wrong.
And I don't know if it was CGI or if it was actually makeup, because if it was makeup, I was like, ugh.
It doesn't look good.
No.
I don't know if they like did a de-age filter on him or whatever, but I was like,
Oh, did you see that? Our fact checker always like, okay, so just so you guys know, Nick is our fact checker. So he'll like go on whenever we say stuff and try to find it. And let me tell you, there is a thirst trap in these images of Ben Platt. I was like, excuse you?
Yeah, he's cute when he's not in CGI.
What is with that otter?
It's just, I asked Nick, I was like, is he wearing a prosthetic face thing? Because his cheeks are like puffy. And I was like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So, no.
Is that what happened to Jane Fonda, you think?
No.
Maybe CGI, I don't know.
I don't know. But they did that in Avengers to make people look younger.
Yeah.
So there's like, but I don't think that was in the Netflix budget.
Right.
So, what if it was?
Oh, what if, yeah. I mean.
What if Netflix.
Wait. Is that even a Netflix movie? Like, I did think it came out on through a regular studio. Well, not that Netflix isn't a regular studio, because...
Oh, Grace and Frankie?
No. Oh, you mean... Oh, you're still talking about Grace and Frankie. Okay. We're back to that. I missed that turn. I'm sorry.
Did we turn?
My GPS was like, turn here, turn here.
And I'm don't know. Am I driving or are you driving? Lord knows I don't geography. Anyway, so the next thing I'm obsessed with, and we all know I love cookies. And so Smart and Final, if you want to sponsor us, please do, because then I can get free food. They have these things, they're called thumbprint cookies, and I think it's like a shortbread with like a chocolate fudge ganache dollop or whatever. I call them nipple cookies.
Right.
Just because they kind of look like nipples.
Yeah.
But like recently I was like, oh, I won't get them, whatever. I haven't had them in a while. And then I've been getting them every single day, and they're like eating like 10 cookies a day with the thumbprint cookies.
It's very funny because we were watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Ooh, hey,
with
your motorcycle going by.
Small dick.
We were watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I was going to ask you if you've ever had this, and it's called a Stroop waffle.
Yeah.
I love Stroop waffles.
Are those the like caramel thingies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love those things.
They are it's so weird because it's like a caramel wafer, but it's crispy and chewy. It's a mind.
So anyone who doesn't know what a Stroop waffle is, it is like two really thin pieces of like waffle dough, and they're really crispy. And then they put like a layer of like really thin caramel in between the two.
It's so good.
It's very Amsterdamian.
Yes.
I don't. Is that like Dutch? Is it Dutch?
What do you mean?
Okay, yes, it is Dutch. Like
Dutch?
They're not Amsterdamian, they're Dutch. Like the ethnicity.
Dutch? They're called Dutch?
Yeah. Because they're from like Holland and stuff.
And I thought Dutch...
and the Netherlands.
Wait, they're all Dutch?
Yeah.
But it... I thought Dutch is like one country.
You know what? Knowing is half the battle. You're learning something new today.
Wait, hold on. I'm ringing in Andy for the important
which,
stuff.
Which country is Holland?
Is Dutch. Which one is Dutch?
Which one?
I don't know. Which country is Holland? I don't know.
The
Hollandaise.
The Dutch are the people who live in the Netherlands, are okay. Those that come from the Netherlands. Often the Netherlands is called Holland.
What?
But this is only part of the Netherlands.
Okay, so my confusion is valid because now there's three ways to call one place, but is a... Ugh.
To all of our Dutch friends, we are so sorry, but we love your stroopwafel, and that's not a euphemism. Or maybe it is.
But not from Amsterdam.
No.
Oh, all right. Lord. That's so all I'm obsessed
those
with.
Are you obsessed
what
with?
Are you okay. obsessed with?
I am... Okay, so I am obsessed with like anything and everything Megan Thee Stallion right now.
Okay.
Like remixes, songs, everything.
She got another CD?
No, I'm just like still listening. Like 34, like 35 WAP. Remix. The WAP.
Gobble me solid. Jump down the side of me. If you hate my ass, I'm a bottom feeder. I love her.
I just love her. The way she rhymes.
It's so fast too.
Yeah. And it's fast, but then she like slows it down and does something different. And
she flips it down and reverses it.
Yeah. I just think she's amazing.
And she's young.
Plus I'm like, you know what? I'm like, that girl thick, and I'm like super gay, but I was like, okay. I can see the appeal.
What's the appeal?
She fine.
Oh.
You know? Like.
I think it's because she's like a badass bitch and like.
Right.
Just like, I don't care. And like, DGAF. Yeah, she's sexy.
And I love how like, she says, ow.
Ow.
And I'm just like, okay, yeah. I'm like, whatever. I find myself in the car when I'm rapping with her. I'm like doing the hand thing.
Oh my God,
like,
stop. Stop it. Like, oh my God, when you're rapping in the car. Remember when you were getting your vaccine and you were like jamming with the people to the left and the right? Is that what you do with Megan Thee Stallion? Oh my God. You pull up to a stoplight. Say I'm like a WAP.
Pulling up into the drive thru. Like, well, wet ass pussy.
I'll have a number two.
Thanks.
Extra sauce.
Because you're a bottom feeder. The other thing I'm obsessed with. Okay. So Andy last weekend was on like a baking streak.
Okay.
And
made. But not a streak where he was naked.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean,
well,
you know.
If you bake
not
naked,
when you're baking.
Can you? There's no oil to splatter.
Probably.
It's probably safer than cooking with naked.
Probably better than like making bacon and naked, but baking naked.
That's a tongue twister.
I
naked
know.
Bacon. Wait, making bacon naked and naked baking? That's a hard one.
But he made peach crumble bars.
Oh, I ate one.
Yeah, you had some. And I was like, I brought him to work and people were like, I want Andy to open up a bakery. Or will he like make my birthday dessert or something at work? And I'm like, I will see what he can do. Because like, people are going crazy over that.
So side hustle, right?
I know,
this the announcement where you're gonna start a business?
Maybe I'll just like pimp them out to people. I'll be like, you want some of his? You want some of his?
$500, bitch. Per minute.
And I'm like, he does a bukkake cake. Everybody came, you should have seen their face.
The peach crumble thing did look a little jizzy.
It was
a drizzle. A jizzle.
A drizzle. A jizzle.
This is, and that coming from me is like so repulsive and disgusting. And I'm realizing that I ate that. And now I'm looking at what I ate and realizing that it entered my body. And it's so like, I feel defiled.
I'm going to start.
Oh, God.
It's handmade.
Oh, God. We can get through this. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, okay. So this week's topic is hookup culture.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know we talked about sex.
We did?
We did last season.
We had done talked about sex, we
always talk about sex, though.
Baby. Ooh. We are your friends that talk about sex a lot. But, I mean, yeah, it's natural.
We're your friends with benefits.
We are.
Yeah.
But we've never met any of you. Well, maybe some of you.
Some of you.
But we want to meet you. Should we have, like, a meet and greet?
Oh, my God. Like, do a meetup?
But, like charge people?
You know, they're...
Oh. Hey, we're having Andy's pimp out for his bukkake jizzle drizzle. And then monetization. Hey, look, we got to make it quick. You know what? I think we talked about OnlyFans in another episode. Like, we need to start tapping into that.
Right.
Yeah, jizzle drizzle.
Maybe we'll do OnlyFans where, like, Andy's baking.
Okay. You know?
There you go.
People, okay, so, but, like, the thing is, like, he doesn't even have to be naked and people would love it.
I know they would.
Or a Patreon.
Maybe he just wears, like, an apron.
Ooh. With the butt exposed just a little
right.
bit.
Right, so every once in a while when he turns around to get something out of the oven, his butt is exposed and he bends over.
And there's a full moon. We're volunteering. He's giving us the no. We'll like, find a on. Better. You can have an apron in the front and the back.
So, all right. So we're going to talk about hookup culture.
Get it. Yes, let's hook up.
So hookup culture goes back as far as 1920s.
Oh, really?
And it talks about... as a way for people to be more sexually free and, you know, be more open about their sexuality and stuff.
Was that like the flapper girls?
Oh, I don't know.
Or was that the 50s?
I think that was the 50s.
What's the 20s then? What are people in the 20s?
Were they the 20s or 30s?
Oh, look at me knowing something.
I know. So hookup culture is all about promoting casual sex, you know, emotionless hookups, things mm-hmm. like that. So, I mean, we talked about a little bit about our own experiences with hooking up and stuff like that. But I kind of wanted to delve more into like the whole culture of it and stuff.
Wait, so 1920.
Like, yes.
Let's go way back. Do you think, like, obviously it was taboo back then, right?
Right.
Do you have notes about that? Can you like,
I don't.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just trying to think because it's really normalized right in nowadays culture, right?
Yes, especially like nowadays, it's very much a huge thing, especially with the advent of like dating apps and stuff like Tinder mm-hmm. and Bumble and
you name it. Yeah,
I was going to say Banter, but that's actually the app that's in Ted Lasso. I'm like, wait, that's not real.
It can be. We can maybe have only Banter.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Trademark registered for us. Don't do it.
So... homosexual men also engaged in hookup sex during the 1800s, meeting in spaces that were transient in nature, such as wharves and boarding houses.
Well, what's I a mean, wharf? I guess.
All right, just pause. Now summarize that. I didn't want you to read that.
What's a wharf?
I was just about to.
Wait, what's a wharf?
Wait, oh, we got to start over. Because
what's a wharf?
Okay. So a wharf is.
Oh, like fisherman's wharf?
Yeah, like a fisherman's wharf.
Oh, wharves like is plural. Wharves,
yes. Kind of like dwarves and dwarf. Wharf and wharves.
Yeah, so like the seven wharves are coming out later. Paul Smith and the seven wharves. Oh my God. But are wharves a popular thing? I mean, I guess like when you were back in the day, like you had to boat places.
Well, yeah,
right?
Because like you a lot of your transport was by boat.
By boat, yeah.
So,
or
yes,
horse. When did that railroad happen? I don't
now
know.
Now you're asking a lot of questions.
I know. We're gonna... This isn't a transportation
unless
episode.
You're being railroaded. I don't think it's the same thing.
Oh yeah,
somebody's
the golden
a train
spike.
On you.
I think that's what it is. I don't know. There's a museum. Anyway, so hookup culture 1920s. Slapper girls, go ahead.
So that's when it started, especially like amongst like college kids and stuff like that, is when it became sort of popular and they were seeing this like revolution of sex happening. So you come into the modern time where, again, we have the advent of digital age and stuff like that. People were still doing hookup culture. I mean, homosexual men were doing it on wharves and boarding houses. But again, they were also doing it in public spaces. Like they still do it in public spaces, like parks and... you know, bathrooms and stuff like that. You know, George Michael.
What did he do?
He got caught in a bathroom cruising.
Oh.
Have you ever seen the video for Fast Love?
No.
He makes fun of him getting arrested in that video.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, because it was an undercover cop and it was in LA and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like.
Do you think he was getting whammed?
Oh, my God. His careless whisper did not work.
Stop. Do you think he had good faith? I'm like, what other songs do I know from him?
I'm like, did the guy go, I want your sex?
Was that him?
Yes.
Oh.
Girl.
I only know a couple. And then whatever Christmas song he did.
Careless Whisper?
No, that's not Christmas. Christmas.
Oh, that's wait. Not- last Christmas?
Stop. Can we make Careless Whisper a Christmas song, please? We need to get a saxophone in here.
We need some Kenny G up in this beast.
Oh, yes.
All right. So you said, you told me earlier that you haven't really.
I've never done like the real hookup thing. So like I am useless in this conversation.
What do you mean? Like, what do you think when I say hookup, do you mean?
So for me, I guess it's more like, well, I think of it in terms of like a Grindr hookup where it's like, I don't meet you. I guess I've had dates and they have led to a hookup. And then nothing from that.
So you've never had one where you were like talking to somebody and it's like, come on over.
Yeah.
Wham, bam. Thank you, sir.
I've never done that. No. No. Really? Well, I've done one, but I had talked to the guy for like a day and a half. And then we met at a cafe and then went back to his place. It was like,
I mean, it still counts. Yeah. But okay, why did you feel the need to meet at a cafe? Why couldn't you, after talking to him for like an hour, be like, let me get that D?
Because I have an irrational fear that they're all serial killers and I'm going to die.
But that's part of the appeal.
Not to me. I love death, but like, that sounded weird.
But like the whole, I think part of hookup culture is there is a sense of danger.
Yeah.
A sense of I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all of that in there. And it's also just the whole point of I want a release and I don't want to do it by myself.
Mm-hmm. Although I will say, like, I have gone on dates with somebody that I knew would go nowhere, but I may have gone home with said individual.
See, I'm like, like when I was younger, I had I'm gonna just put it out there. I had a lot of hookups. I was hooking up all the time. Like, that's I don't okay. care because they'd be like, "Hey," and I'm like, "What's your address?"
No, stop it.
Stop. Like, let me get that D.
Well, I feel like it. I feel like probably what you know, 10, 15 years ago, it almost was like people trusted people more, right?
Oh. Probably.
Right, because nowadays people are like, I don't trust anybody because everyone, like, you can look up this person before you go meet them. You can look up their social media. But before the advent of social media, people, I think, put a little bit more trust in the person that they were talking to, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it still was a lot of, like, headless torsos and stuff like that. But, I mean, we were also, like, trying to get those to download in less than an hour. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, what – so, like, how did you find people?
Well, I mean, I would, before the internet, I would go into the personal ads, which was in the paper.
No, they had people in the personal ads?
Yeah.
Was so there, like, secret code?
So you would put, like, no, it was like, hey, looking for guy or something like that. But really? They would put, like, their phone numbers in there sometimes. But you'd have to, just like on, like, the apps, you would have to, you couldn't actually give out your phone number. So you'd have to figure out a way to put it in there. So.
How would they do that if you couldn't give it out?
Well, you put like for some guy, but the O and some would be a zero.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing.
Oh.
So it'd be
okay, code. I guess I would hook up with somebody. Way. If someone were that like
clever,
like, intelligent, and like made it that way, I'd be like, oh, yeah. Because like, that today, that doesn't happen. It's just like, come over. And I'm like, but if you like, spelled it with your phone number. Yeah, I'd be down. Yeah, gladly. Or like did a nice pun.
Oh, yeah, a nice little pun. Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything right
it's
now.
It's like, well, they come naturally.
Well, I had pickup lines for later. Okay. So stick around for that. But you know what? Like, for me, I enjoyed the process, but afterwards I did well to be like, okay, I'm gonna need you to leave, or I'm gonna go ahead and go because like I'm done and I don't, you know, now I'm like the regret setting in kind of thing.
Well, you did what you came to do. Yeah, you came to do. after I said that, I was like, oh boy, see, that's a pun. But that's the one thing I was always not, I guess that prevented me from probably more experiences.
Well, and for me, and this is a very cool, interesting, like mental delve into hookup culture is that for me it was kind of like a confidence boost.
Yeah.
And I needed that, and like my self-esteem needed it. But then again, my self-esteem took a beating afterwards too, because I didn't like what I had just done. Yeah. And
so it was like a double whammy.
Right. And if I did actually like the person, and I like wanted to see them again, and they were like, oh no, this is a one-time thing. Then it's like, oh, okay, sure.
See, that's always a fear of mine too, because I'm like, I'm an emotional motherfucker. Like, so I'm always like, every person that I would like go to bed with, I'm like, we're going to get married. Like, that's just like, I know. Paul's giving me the eyes like, oh boy. But that was kind of like, you know, it was like, well, who are you? And I don't want to feel anything. And I also want like something more serious. So that's kind of really, I never really had like a hoe phase.
Yeah. I mean, I did.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
And I mean, I would do it like late at night too. Like,
oh my God.
But then I'm also like, there was one time I was, I forget where, I think probably like in Vegas years ago. And I was visiting some friends there. And I was talking to a guy who was actually staying in the same hotel. But, and I was like, oh, you know, if you want to come over to my room, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, okay, well, I'm seeing a show with the person. Like, he was there for a conference. So he had to, like, share a room with somebody that he was.
Ew. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, okay, you couldn't afford to get your own. Like, come on. And so he was like, I will text you after the show. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. So it's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna go to sleep now, because like, I don't know if this person ever gonna text me. Ended up texting me at like 2:45 in the morning, and it's like, are you still up?
Oh, and no. And you went, didn't you?
No, actually. Oh. I did it. I woke up at like 5 a.m and I'm like, oh God, I missed his text. And I'm like, they texted him back, and I'm like,
I was not up. I was asleep.
So do you think hookup culture is good or bad?
I think it's good, right? Because it allows people to do whatever they want to. I think there shouldn't be any judgment on it, right?
Right.
Because I think people need to explore themselves and explore sex in whatever way they feel the most comfortable with. And if you want to go do hookups, that's fine. No, there's no shame in that. You know what I mean? I think a lot of especially with the gay community, like people outside who are maybe like, you know, not in the gay community, look at the hookup culture and they're like, oh my God, how can you do that all the time? And it's like, look, if it doesn't work for you, that's fine. But like, let people do this. It's safe for them. And, you know, they're not hurting anybody. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
See, now I like it because it's kind of like house hunting.
Oh my God, stop it.
You know, oh, this is a nice little house. It's charming.
Wait,
it's
a little fixer-upper. Are the houses the people?
Yes.
Oh, or like the literal houses that they're living in. I'm imagining you going over like, wow, I really love your fireplace.
Oh my God, is there hardwood floors underneath these carpets?
I don't like the paint color. Are those granite countertops?
Oh my God, these shutter windows are amazing.
A lot of natural light. Jesus Christ.
You got a huge backyard.
That would be a fun show. And that's not a
euphemism.
Okay, but like, okay, we're trademarking that too. That will be an amazing show. Like, that would be. House Hunter.
Well, and like, for me, I don't know. Like, there were times when I look at somebody's house and then I'd be like, I go inside, I'm like, I'm not comfortable here.
Just because it was dirty?
Well, like, dirty, or there was just like, it wasn't well kept and stuff, and I'm just like, okay.
There were dead bodies.
Yes, there were dead bodies.
I can look past the dead animals, but the dead bodies is where I draw a line. And take your trash out.
Exactly.
I have seen some weird houses. I will.
But like, yeah. So I mean, I feel like that to me is just as bad as if somebody doesn't look like their picture.
Have you had that happen?
Of course.
Yeah.
Especially like, before it became on your phone kind of thing, like, so when you would be on like Adam for Adam or gay.com or something like that, it happened a lot because you didn't have a way to
take a picture.
Huh?
To take a picture of yourself?
No, to kind of like quickly fact check them.
Oh.
So like, you didn't have a chance to go to their social media and be like, is this the same person I'm talking to? Or, and you didn't know things to look for when you were looking at pictures. Like, you know, there's things that you, when you're looking at a picture, you're like, are already a red flag.
Like, besides, what?
Besides like the headless torso and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But if all the pictures don't have anyone else in them, then that's usually a red flag that they're using somebody else's photos or something like that, because.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. A lot of times catfishes won't put pictures of their if there's other people in them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. So
all if there's just pictures of one person,
right,
and only that person,
right? Because why wouldn't somebody have friends?
I'm trying to think of like when I had dating profiles. Did I have pictures of friends? And I did.
Did you? But why would you do that? Because, well, first of all, like...
No, like, it was, like, a group picture.
Oh, okay.
And I was in the group picture.
Did you, like, black all their faces out?
No.
Ew!
I know.
How did people know who you were then in the picture?
Well, because that was, like, a single picture of me. And then it was, like...
So and then
it
a was group like, picture?
So Tinder was, like, it's best if you have pictures with friends and, like, being goofy. Like, they have guidelines and suggestions.
See? They want you to have pictures with friends because... then they know you're not a catfish.
Well, but they also have a verification thing where they make you do pictures and they verify you're the person.
Oh, probably by looking at your other...
No, they like... In the app, it's like to get verified, you have to like...
To hold the phone.
Yeah, and it like makes you take a picture of yourself and then do like poses. It was weird. Oh. And I couldn't get verified. This was like last year. Like
glamour shots?
No, they're not cute. Like there was one where you had to like hold up your... like your arm and do this like weird thing. And it was like, I can't do that.
Can't you just hold up a newspaper from today or something?
That would have probably been easier. But who has newspapers? Do you get a newspaper?
No.
Oh.
I mean, but like back in the day.
How would you do that today?
I don't know. Oh, you know what? People nowadays say, send me a video.
Okay.
And like say my name in the video or say something.
Say today's date in the video.
Or something just random in the video so that you're just not sending a video that you got somebody's profile.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? I'm like, you think about these things and you're like, oh, shit.
But also like,
I didn't have that back when I was like doing the personal ads either. Cause I'm like, there was no picture. So I had to just take somebody's.
Like, oh God!
Word for it.
And did they like describe themselves?
They would describe themselves, and I would do that, and I would like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. But then you get there, and you're like, that's not distributed as well as I thought it was.
What do you mean?
Like weight wise, you know, or something.
So it's like 180, but like all in the hips
in
or
the
something,
feet or something.
But you got 180-pound feet, like you need to go to a podiatrist. Get some custom orthotics from the Good Feet store.
But then I also had to like do math in my head because they're like,
why? Oh,
I'm 6'1", but I'm 230. And I'm like, 6'1", 230. Like, how tall is that? Is that tall? That's taller than me? Is that more than me?
Oh, God.
What is it going to look like?
And you would go in blind.
Yep.
And then just accept and then it what would they be look like.
Oh, I'm actually not into this.
And, really? Yeah. And you would have like refused them?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I mean, there's times when I'm just like, you know what? I just want to get off. Let's do this.
Have you ever, so in the age of like online, right? Did you ever meet up with somebody and then they didn't look like their picture and then you turned them away?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Same.
All the time. And I'm like, and that's happened to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Deuces. You know, because we all always take pictures to make ourselves look the best that we possibly can in different angles. And I'm like, this is me. No. Yeah.
So your hookups are like fun stuff. Like, see, I always wanted the stories, but like never had them. Ever.
Well, I'm sorry.
I would always go
cruising.
Well, I would go home with people and then like nothing would happen. There have been plenty of days that like I would go home with a guy and then it just like never happened. But we would fool around. Well, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what's your definition of hooking up? Like,
so sex, but like, I would have done, okay, well, then yeah, I've done hookups where like, it wasn't anal sex.
Right, so you didn't, I'm not talking like penetrative sex, like, you could have had.
Oh,
like,
then yes, I have had hookups.
I mean, you could have just given the person a handy.
But I haven't done it to where, I've never like met someone on Grindr just to like, do, no, yes,
oh my God, you whore.
I totally forgot. Yeah, I've done it once.
Tell us.
So it was my neighbor and I had just moved to San Diego.
And didn't have to go very far, so that's good.
No, yeah. Well, not in my building, but like a couple houses down or whatever. And so it was the day before my birthday. In 2016, and my cousin Val was visiting with my friend May, and they had flown out. And I was talking to this guy on Grindr, and we hadn't met. And then we ended up like going, he wanted to go like get a drink or whatever. I was like, fine, I'll go with you. And then we ended up going back to his place. But it was like a legit hookup. Cause like we didn't go to like a restaurant or like on a date. It was like a quick, like he went to go get, I insert beverage or whatever. And then we went back to his place and I was like, oh my God, I was so nervous.
Aww.
Yeah. And then he always like, I don't know if he was listening to this, but yeah, he would always hit me up, but he was in a relationship. And I think that's what kind of got like in my brain.
Right.
So he's like in an open relationship. It was like, oh, okay. Like what do I do? But yeah, so that is one.
Have you ever been cruising?
Like in my car?
No. Like have you ever gone to like a public place? Like, you know, wooded area or like a park or something, and just a bathroom, you know, and just like cruise somebody.
But what does that mean?
It means you're giving them looks, like, because they're there for sex, you're there for sex, or you're like, hey, and then you go off somewhere like...
No, I've never done that. No. I've always wanted to. Like, I would love to, like, in, like, the locker room, like, you lock eyes with someone, and then it's like, oh, we're going to go to the shower.
Oh, okay. And yeah. Then, like, they're soaping up, and then
yeah, but only, around. Like, individual stalls. Like, not that, like, communal shit.
But that's the whole point of... Like it's the danger of getting caught.
Well, but the danger of getting caught would be like someone opened the shower stall door.
But like, wouldn't they know somebody's in there? Could they hear the shower?
Maybe. But I don't know if you like 24-hour fitness people. They don't care. They will open that damn door or like slide that curtain. People don't care. Oh, shower's on. Oh, must have been left on. No, someone's in here.
But then what happened? Like. Because if you're in the woods, then somebody could walk by and then join in.
Like on my own in the woods?
Well, no, but like maybe. Maybe you're in the woods and you're like...
With the squirrels.
Playing with yourself like you're Snow White.
Being...
you know? And like, you know, and then somebody comes along and
the seven dwarves, you're right.
Yes, the seven dwarves come along.
No, the seven dwarves.
The seven dwarves come along. And you know, and maybe one of them... You know, horny wants to start play with you, and then sleepy comes along and is waking up. And
I think also too, like I had such a fear of like never like having a condom on me. Like I didn't always carry a condom or anything, so I'm like, well, I don't want to do anything with you because I don't know what you're, you know, what you potentially have.
And see, and that's the weird thing. Like we went through this whole like hookup culture where it was like, oh, it's free, nobody really cared. I was all like bareback and everything, and then we went into this whole like. Safe sex and condoms and no glove, no love kind of thing. And now we're back to this whole,
yeah.
You know, people are just like, because I think we live in a society now where it's like, okay, people are on prep.
Yeah.
You know, they get tested quite a bit.
Yep.
So people are just like, you know what? I'm just all in now.
Yeah.
Like, give it to me. I want to take it all. Like Ariana Grande says, give me them babies.
What song is that?
3435 Remix.
Oh, I don't know the 3435 one.
Oh, you need to go listen to that one.
Megan Thee Stallion's verse. Is that on our new one?
It was on our last one, but like Megan Thee Stallion's verse on that one is amazing. Mwah, chef's kiss. Like, so, all right.
What?
I know, chef's kiss. Like, mwah,
mwah. Food. I don't know why I did that.
You can do that because you're Italian. And he gets mad at me when I do it.
You can do it, too.
The Mario. And they're going to, like, pinch my fingers and, like, wave them.
Have you seen the meme? And it was, like, how Italians hold hands. And it's like this.
No.
It's the two, like, it's a hand thing that one person does. And then the other person's, like, touching. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
my grandparents used to do this. Like, they legit did the hand thing.
I think it's, like, almost like flicking somebody off or something.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, or you put your hands together, like praying and stuff.
Why would you pray?
What you say?
Like, dear Lord.
Oh, Giuseppe.
Dear what Lord. What are you doing? Give me Ariana Grande's 34 plus 35. Amen. Gay men.
Right. All right. So.
What else you got?
So I have some pickup lines for you.
Are you going to see if they work on me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay.
All right.
I'm here to hook up.
See, boy, I'm going to treat you like my small toe and bang you on all the furniture.
Okay, so that probably wouldn't work on me because I am clumsy and I hit my toe on the furniture all the time. And I'd be like, I am triggered. So, like...
All right.
But maybe it would work.
How about, can we both be astronauts? Because I want to explore Uranus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would work.
Did your license get suspended for driving all these guys crazy?
Oh, God. That would not work on me. No. It's a no from me, dog.
You know what the number one gay pickup line is, right?
No.
Mind if I push your stool in?
No, stop it. Stop it.
You get it, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, I had to explain that to somebody. They're like, I don't get it. I'm like, sweetie.
Oh, honey.
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 Honey. Oh, honey. So, I wish you were a door so I could slam you all day long.
Okay, I didn't hear a space door. I heard like a door, and then I was like, Delano?
That's how gay you are.
So wait, repeat it back so I can hear the real thing.
I wish you were a door so I could slam you all day long.
No, that wouldn't work on me. Okay. No.
Nice ass. What time does it open?
Oh. Maybe? Always, it's 24, it's like 7-Eleven, 24-7.
This one is a very like anatomical one.
Oh.
You've got 206 bones in your body. Want one more?
Yes, that would get me. Yep.
Oh, okay. Get it. Like, now y'all know we're like, y'all out.
Oh, hey, like when people ask like, so like, it's like, oh, like what's your heritage? And people are like, oh, I am like British and another heritage thing. And it's like, well, do you want some Italian in you?
Oh, I say that. Right? I say that all the time. I'm like, Annie's had a little Filipino in him.
Oh! Come through, Lumpia Mama.
He's had some Filipino Twinkie. With that was cream. A circle back to a previous episode.
It was. I think it was like episode 12.
Callback
To the new listeners.
So another one is, I wish you were a pony carousel outside Walmart so I could ride you all day long for a quarter. That was stupid. That was long.
Maybe for 500 quarters. No, how much is that?
I don't know.
I don't want a bag of quarters. Actually, that would help.
$125.
Boom.
I know. I do the math.
You're right.
I'm Asian, so I know math equations.
Yes. Okay. I was like, I don't remember what it is.
You know, if I were you, I'd have sex with me.
Wait, what?
You know, if I were you, I'd have sex with me.
Okay. That one was a tongue twister.
Fuck me if I'm wrong, but is your name Easy Bottom?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, this one has been used for so long. Do you believe in love at first sight or should I walk by again?
I've never heard that, but I would. That would
really?
Work on
You've
me.
Never heard that? The straights use that too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. It would work on me.
My name isn't Elmo, but you can tickle me anywhere you want to.
I'm not a fan of being tickled.
You're not a fan
I'm
of what?
I'm not ticklish. I'm not a fan of being tickled.
I'm not either. Did you ever see that documentary about called Tickle?
No, but I want to. What is it about?
Oh, my God. So it starts
ticklish,
off...
tickling people?
Well, it starts off as like this documentary about delving into the fetish of tickling.
Okay.
And all that, and then it takes a weird left turn, and you're like, what the?
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know if it's on Netflix or Hulu or one of those, but you can definitely, it's definitely on there. So
we're going to find this.
Check it out. It's called Tickled.
Oh, my God.
And it is hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious. It actually is kind of like weird and crazy, but like you can see it on Amazon Prime.
I have that.
There you go. So now you can go watch it. Something
I'm
else
gonna
for you to
later.
Watch. So here's another one. It's, do you sleep on your stomach? No. Can I? That was stupid.
Wait, hold on. No, I'm trying to imagine. So is that like being on top of someone?
Yeah, like they want to lay on their stomach, so they want to be a bottom. And you lay on top of them. Yeah, it's weird.
I'm trying to like think of like the anatomical like.
Yeah.
But I also do sleep on my stomach.
I do too.
So that wouldn't work on us. Do you do the four where you like do this, whatever this is? It's like it makes a four kind of.
Almost, yes.
Yeah.
I do.
You do like.
Because I have to sleep like that because Cooper will get on the bed and then want to sleep in between my legs.
Oh.
Yeah. So I kind of have to jackknife it.
Oh.
So, yeah. All right. Do you wash your jeans and Windex? Because I can see myself in them.
Oh, I don't wash my jeans.
You don't wash your jeans?
No. I love the bacteria.
I know milk does a body good, but damn, how much have you been drinking?
Oh, Lord. I thought that was going to go with like, but so does semen.
A little jizzle. Oh. On your dessert. Yeah. So those are my pickup lines. But yeah. So hookup culture, that's what we're talking about.
You had more fun. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, I did have a very, you know, I look back and sometimes I feel shame about it. Sometimes I feel great about it. And that's just who I am. And that's part of my story. It was sex
exploration. You never answered the question. What do you think about hookup?
I think hookup culture is great because it, like I said, it's like house hunting. Like you get an idea of what you like and what you don't. So yeah. When you're ready to finally settle down,
yeah,
you know.
And you're not doing it in a relationship, which right. could potentially be leading somebody on.
Right. Yeah. And you're not going to settle because you have an idea of what you want.
Yeah. It is. You know? It's like buying a car. You have to try it before you buy it.
Exactly.
Or house hunting. We really need to do that. Like, we need to get a house hook up house hunting. How do you do a show?
Like, how do you pitch that to HGTV? Probably that HGTV.
Maybe MTV.
Maybe Logo. You know, so they have RuPaul's Drag Race. They want hookup house hunters.
Okay, but like, think about it. That would be a great idea.
If somebody from Logo is listening right now, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
We could be the host of Hookup House Hunters, where it's like, you know, people go to their house and then they judge the house after the
hookup.
Here's
Evan. He's about to meet Steven.
Stop it.
Let's see what he thinks of his house.
Oh my God. Evan and Steve are about to fuck, but they have three houses to pick through. The first house is close to the city center. It's all... and a little bit outside. The second house is close to home.
What? It's like, Steven, what did you think of the house? Well, I only saw the living room, and the couch was really nice and comfortable. We never really made it to the bedroom.
Oh, my God. But I'd live here.
He had nice fluffy towels, too, for afterwards, but I cleaned up.
Ooh, a great shower. A nice shower.
Do you shower there, or do you just go home?
I don't know. We would have to see. Well, this tune in and find out. Right.
Or does he sleep over, and does he have a nice breakfast nook in the morning?
Oh. See, this is a thing.
This is a thing.
Like, I don't know how we get money to get to a make show, this happen, but like, we could pitch it.
So, this will have to be good because, like, when they're talking, they have to send pictures to each other.
Yes.
So, like, you know, oh, is that bathroom mirror still dirty when he sent it to you?
Oh, Ethan. What do we say, Ethan and Steve?
Yeah, did Ethan or Steven or whoever owns the house, like, clean that mirror before you came over? And, like...
And what's in the mirror?
Right. It is that lube bottle that... Or that Red Bull can that he used to...
Stop it.
As...
Like, oh, as a DP?
Like, oh, as a dick pic? Like, is it still on the bedroom table?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Okay, yeah. Because then you can gauge somebody, like... Oh God! No.
Or did they pick up before you came over? Because
I would
when they took
so.
A selfie in the full mirror and you could see all the clothes behind them.
Oh my
them.
God! Well, production will have to, obviously, right?
I don't know. Not if they want to keep it real. We're trying to keep it real, people.
This has to go on MTV, and then it's Real World House Hunters.
Real World Hookup House Hunters.
I was like, "What's our show called?" Two strangers pick to
no,
sleep in a house.
To get it on in a house.
I'm telling you, this is a $100,000 idea.
Or maybe they like they have three houses to choose from and they have to go in and
different
feel
people.
Like, and they have to, they know they're like, we just want to hook up. And it's like, we have three different houses from you to choose from.
Oh, wait. But the house that they pick is who they hook up with?
No, like it's just two people and they get three different houses to choose from. Like, which one would you like to hook up
with? Ooh. I don't know if, like, how would we then, like, we'd have to clean up the houses though.
That ain't my problem. That's production's problem.
Okay. Well, we're gonna storyboard this idea.
Yes. And we'll get back to everybody about
this.
Yeah. I did want to tell, like, a cute story that Annie told us when we got home today about what happened today. So we live in Hillcrest, which is the gayborhood here in San Diego, and we live on a busy street. And our house is pretty, a lot of people have walked by since we moved in and said, oh, I love this house. I've always wanted to live here, blah, blah, blah. So last year, Andy had a pumpkin out on our porch, basically the entire fall almost. And it was really good because it didn't really like decompose very quickly. So I was like, oh, okay, that's great.
Oh, it wasn't carved.
I mean, it did, but it was like, it didn't do it that quickly.
Wow, so. Moldy pumpkin.
Right, exactly. So I guess today, a family was walking by, a guy and his kids, and they stopped to talk to Andy. And he'd say, you know, we walked by your house a lot last year, going to and from the preschool and stuff. And his kids would always call our house the pumpkin house because they would see the pumpkin out front.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped by today and they were like, oh, we've been walking by and we haven't seen a pumpkin out yet. So they brought us one. Aww, to put out.
But it's also and, not really fall yet.
Well, I mean,
well, I should not.
PSL talk. Is out already.
I had decorated last weekend for fall and I've been burning pumpkin spice candles.
See?
For
like 3 weeks. You been getting your pumpkin spice lattes?
No. I'm not a pumpkin spice latte fan.
Oh.
I like the pumpkin the flavoring.
Oh, okay.
In like a cold brew. Because the pumpkin spice latte is a lot. Like, it's a lot of sugar.
Oh.
But I bet they have the pumpkin scones.
They do.
Oh.
So, I just wanted to tell everybody that cute little story about,
that was
like,
adorable.
It was. And I'm like, I was wondering, I was like, I came home and I looked outside and I was like, oh,
I saw
a pumpkin
out here too. And I was like, wow, okay.
I was like, did Andy go buy a pumpkin? Oh, okay. And only that's one. Great. And only one. Yeah, it was only one that we had. And we didn't carve it or anything. It was just a pumpkin sitting out there. Like,
well, and it's
it's like, tell me you like fall, but you don't really want to work at liking fall. So it was like,
it's
this
cute.
One pumpkin. It's
fall, but make it fashion.
Exactly. And we're very like minimalist here.
Yeah. One pumpkin.
One. On that note, everyone, have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Special thanks to Andrew Smith and Nick Stone for producing the show. If you like us, please follow us at TU Gays Pod on Instagram and visit us online at tugayspod.com. You can find us anywhere you can stream podcasts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and let us know topics you'd like to hear. And always remember, stay safe, stay classy, stay sassy, and always stay a little bit trashy. See you next week.